From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. April has been a deadly month in Iraq. About 50 American service members died this month, a higher toll than any of the past 7 months, and dozens of Iraqis have been killed. Today, in Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood, there was more fighting. The U.S. military says it's up against criminals or militants who've broken away from the militia of cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. But as NPR's Tom Bowman reports, more and more of Sadr's regular fighters are now battling American and Iraqi forces.
The violence in Sadr City continues to escalate. Insurgents are targeting American patrols. That's one reason why April has been the deadliest month for U.S. forces since September. Now, a senior Mehdi Army commander tells NPR he is maintaining Sadr's 8-month-long ceasefire, but an increasing number of his fighters, about 600 in Sadr City, are fighting alongside the special groups.
I didn't order them, but the situation they're in is forcing them to fight. The order we received from Saeed Sadr is to defend ourselves. If you get attacked, defend yourself.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki took a defiant tone today against those battling government forces.
The operation continues, and there's no deal with Muqtada al-Sadr or anyone else. What's going to happen with Sadr City is operations are getting better and better until we pull out all the criminals and the gangs that detain people in Sadr City. You will have many in detention.
The American forces are being drawn into a political power play that is increasingly being settled with a barrel of a gun or a tank or a rocket.
This is focused on the criminal groups.
Major General Kevin Bergner is an American military spokesman.
It's those who are using the force of arms outside the government of Iraq, and they are endangering not only those who live in Sadr City, but they're endangering innocent Iraqis.
More than 70 Iraqis have been killed in the fighting over the past several days, including a number of women and children. The Mehdi Army commander says the death toll will likely grow in Sadr City unless U.S. and Iraqi forces withdraw. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Baghdad.